Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 62, we have a special guest that's joining us on the podcast to talk about our Game of Thrones theories and predictions. This episode was recorded prior to the first episode of the last season, which aired this past weekend. So, you know, we didn't really know what happened at the time, but you can listen to this podcast and see if you think whether or not our thoughts and predictions were correct or not. So, without further ado, let's get started!
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
And we have a special guest.
Well, we'll introduce that person in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. A surprise guest.
A surprise guest.
To keep the anticipation building.
All right. There you go.
All right. So some little bit of news before we...
Sure.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the new Joker movie trailer.
Yes.
Starring Joaquin Joker. Phoenix.
Yes.
I mean, make sure I got that right. I didn't want to get it with his brother, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys think?
Looks promising.
It looks promising.
I think it does. It looks pretty good. I think it adds to the whole mystery of Joker. It's just like one person's take on his origin story, and that's what I like, because Joker is one of those characters that I really don't want to know his origin story. I like the fact that there's so many different origin stories that it's just always been this mystery. So I like the fact that this is just one take, and hopefully people just understand that, you know, it's not gospel.
The de facto Joker.
I would just like if DC just did Elseworlds stories all the time. Stop trying to make a unified universe for a little while. Just do these.
Yeah, they gotta let it slowly build.
Yeah,
they can't force it. It has to. You know.
But it looks so much like a Martin Scorsese film.
Oh, it does. It looks like, you know,
to the point where he's wearing the same suit that De Niro wore in The King of Comedy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's, yeah, there you go. But yeah, it has that like 70s type of sheen to it, where it's got like a look to it that's, you know. But
yes, I didn't know I wanted Joaquin Phoenix playing a guy that becomes the Joker in a Taxi Driver style.
Right. Yeah.
Now, do you think it's like a little concerning that, you know, Joaquin Phoenix kind of looks older? So if if they ever incorporated a Batman, would he already be older also?
I think we see Batman in the trailer.
Okay.
Batman, though. Bruce Wayne.
Okay. Oh, you think so?
The little boy at the gate.
Oh, that could be. I kind of see where you're going with that.
They could also go full Gotham, and this might just be the person who inspires the Joker.
Okay.
Oh, that could be too, yeah.
The actual Joker. But, I mean, I don't care what they do. It doesn't have a damaged tattoo on his forehead, I'm good.
Right. Not a fan of the damaged tattoo.
No.
Yeah. You know, as far as age goes, I mean, probably covers it up with makeup.
Yeah. Plus, you know, Jack Nicholson was like 60 when he was.
That is true. Yeah. That's true, too. So it could be an older joke.
Oh, Cesar Romero.
Even with the painted mustache.
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, Batman looked at least they look like somewhat close to an age or something.
Yeah.
But that ain't no big deal, I think. I do think it looks very interesting and very promising.
Do we think anything's going to build off of this, or is this going to be standalone?
I think it's standalone.
I think that would be DC's best bet to keep it standalone.
And then they just need to start doing all the weird off-tails. I want to see a Red Sun movie.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. I want to see a Question movie. I think that would be handled right. I think it'd be
that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
be somewhat Dick Tracy-ish slash X-Files.
Right, right, yeah. Right, exactly. Conspiracy theorist, mm-hmm. All that kind of. Who doesn't like that? Nobody.
That's right.
Nobody's answering, so nobody doesn't like that.
Nobody doesn't like that. All right. So in other news, Jeremy Renner, a.k.a. Hawkeye, will be getting his a series on Disney Plus television series. So that's long been awaited. So let me get this straight. So Black Widow will get a movie, but Hawkeye gets a television series.
Yeah. Well, I want to see a Black Widow movie more than a Hawkeye movie.
What?
I mean, you know.
What? I think Hawkeye.
I mean,
I want to see them both.
I'm not saying that he couldn't handle his own movie. I think he could, but if I have to choose between the two, I'm going to go with Black Widow.
Okay, Chris.
Well, I would of the two, I would say Black Widow. But the interesting thing is the rumor is that this is about him and Kate Bishop, which is the person who takes on the Hawkeye role when he becomes Ronan. Just don't know what they're going to do. And
yeah.
But it could be a Hawkeye, teaching Hawkeye type thing.
And then
you passing the mantle.
And then you can become the Hawkeye.
Yes.
Yes. If you're worthy.
Yes.
Very cool. Either way, I'm going to watch it.
You know what?
Okay. So I guess I'm going to have to maybe subscribe to Disney Plus, I guess.
To the Empire.
To the Empire. It's, you know, one more subscription service, I guess.
But. I mean, I was going to get Visions for, I was going to get it for Loki and Vision Scarlet Witch anyway.
Right, right. That's true, too. Yeah, because, which are the other two that we're pretty excited about. The Loki one, I'm particularly interested in seeing what they do with that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I think they could, you know, it all depends on how they handle it, I guess, but.
I hope they go full 80s Vision and Scarlet Witch.
No.
And they introduce Wonder Man.
Oh, man.
Played by Nathan Fillion, and it's all a fight against the Grim Reaper. And
oh, man. That would be pretty awesome.
That would be interesting.
I want to see live-action Wonder Man.
I do too.
You know, that's, yeah.
I got no desire.
No?
No. Nah. He's good to show up and then die again for me. I like he shows up every few years
and then
stays alive and then all of a sudden he dies. That's just enough Wonder Man
like
for
a
me.
Star Trek red shirt
yeah.
to you.
Exactly.
And he did wear red frequently.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And I hope that leads into a West Coast Avengers.
That would be pretty cool, too. Who else was on the West Coast?
Hawkeye.
Vision, Scarlet Witch, Mockingbird.
Mockingbird. I wonder if they would bring the Mockingbird.
Tigra.
Oh, Tigra, too. That's right. I forgot about Tigra. Yeah. That might not end up on Disney Plus, then.
Disney Plus After Hours.
It's Tigra.
Tigra. Whoa. Meow.
Just meow?
I did. What team was Hercules on? Was he on West Coast Avengers or regular Avengers?
He was regular Avengers.
Regular Avengers. Yeah. But like every once in a while, Iron Man would show up on West Coast
Avengers. Iron Man was in the West Coast Avengers founder, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Only the biggest name on the West
Coast. Right.
It's been a while since I read him, though.
That was when he had his like disco suit, right? I think when he founded West Coast Avengers, wasn't it? The one with the, like the, I call it the disco one because it's the one that has the triangle instead of the, you know, it was red and silver.
It was red and silver with a triangle, but I don't know what about that.
I think it
came out in the 70s.
It was mid 80s.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you want to call it disco, even though it has the opposite of a disco ball.
That is true.
That's cool, but
it's a totally different.
Maybe he's going by Canadian standards. You know how in the 80s.
Hey, in the 80s. You know, Canada was just getting disco.
Exactly. I'm not a history major, but I believe Canada was founded in the
80s. I think you're right, too. Yeah. By disco.
And the Bee Gees.
That's, the Canadian tuxedo. Have you guys heard of this term?
No.
The It's denim. It's basically wearing denim.
That goes a lot. I've heard of a Mexican tuxedo, and that's not something that you want to be a part of. So that's a lot nicer.
Wow. Yeah, the Canadian tuxedo is you're wearing all denim.
Okay.
So
I thought they would be wearing plaid, but okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know where I heard that from, but that came to me. The internet.
All right, the internet.
Say the internet somewhere. So
now we're going to get search engine search results. Canadian tuxedo.
Hashtag Canadian tuxedo. I read it somewhere, and I was like, and it just stopped because I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
All right.
Yeah.
So the Hawkeye show will be coming soon, and we're all looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Vision, Scarlet Witch, and Loki.
Yep. So now we are going to get to where you guys were tuning in for. We're going to talk about Game of Thrones. And our special guest for this Game of Thrones discussion.
Local expert.
Theoretist and conspiracy looker upper.
Honorary Westerosi.
From the House of Stevens is my wife, Allison.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. So hello, honey. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Glad you can join us.
Yes, I'm glad to be a part.
All right,
we're glad to have you.
Yes. So as you guys know, Game of Thrones is the last season of Game of Thrones, season 8.
And what is the show that you're talking about? Is it something on the BBC? It sounds like a chess tournament.
Well, most of the people.
Is it hosted by Pat Sajak?
It is not. as you guys know, Game of Thrones season 8, the last final season, will be starting here in a few days. And we are here to talk about some of our theories on how it will end. So to do a quick recap of last season, all of the characters who have been warring against one another, that's Tyrion and Daenerys and her dragons,
all died.
And Jon Snow and Cersei still is the queen of Westeros. We had the Battle of the Bastards with Jon Snow and Ramsay, which ended with Ramsay dying. And right now, Jon Snow was called the King of the North, and Sansa and Arya and Jon Snow and Bran have been reunited at Winterfell. So Littlefinger has been disposed of due to his treachery throughout season 1 through 7.
Man, I forgot all about that.
So now. And now the White Walkers,
the North remembers.
So now the White Walkers have taken down the Great Wall and is heading towards Westeros. And so now all the players from Game of Thrones will have to combine their forces in order to stop them. Or will they? So
nice recap.
Well, thank you. I try. So, kids, what are your theories? And we will go with ladies first, our guests.
Okay.
Allison, what is your theory on how will the war between the living and the dead be fought and won?
Well, there's a lot, you know, that question is pretty complex when it comes to Game of Thrones.
Way to start with the softball.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go like this. Hey, how do you think, is Jaime Lannister going to be welcomed in Winterfell when he goes up there to help with the White Walkers?
The answer to that, I believe, is yes, because at this point, it has to be all hands on deck because they're coming. So I think that for the sake of living, everybody's going to team up. Cersei, I believe, is definitely going to stay in King's Landing and still try to, you know, figure out a way to kill everybody. But what I believe is going to happen is the White Walkers are heading towards Winterfell. And I believe the reason why they're heading towards Winterfell is because the Night King is in search of his queen, which is in the crypts of Winterfell. Mm. And the crypts are underneath Winterfell. If you remember the HBO trailer that came out, it was Lady Sansa, Arya, and Jon Snow were down in the crypts, and it was dark, mm-hmm. and they were walking, and then all of a sudden it started turning into ice, because, you know, you assume that the White Walkers are coming. But that's the reason why I think the Night King is heading towards Winterfell. His reasoning behind that, not just to fight and kill everybody. We know that Daenerys is pregnant. If we watch the other trailer that came out where her and Jon are at Winterfell and Jon is meeting Sansa like as a hug, and Sansa's kind of giving Daenerys this like look of, you know, why are you here? But, you know, but she is pregnant. Daenerys is pregnant. And Jon's kind of stuck in the middle in that scene there because it's like, okay, here's his sister, here's his girl. And the two women are looking at each other like, yeah, I want to kill you. But for the sake of humanity, you know, I'll do what I have to do.
And also the fact that she had found, Sansa has found out. We talked about Sansa, right?
Yeah.
Sansa has found out that her brother, Jon Snow, has been in the knee.
Yeah, that was the other reason, too. Yeah, he bent the knee, and she kind of had issue with that. Right. What else do I think? I think that Jaime, you know, of course, he comes back to Winterfell to help. But I believe that Jaime goes back to Jaime and Theon go back to King's Landing. And I believe Jaime goes back to help Theon capture his sister, who is kidnapped by their uncle. Okay. Right. Now, Cersei, I need her to die a horrible death. Okay, I think any Game of Thrones watcher needs that to happen because she's been evil since episode.
Jump in on how I think that will happen?
Yeah,
Jaime will strangle her.
I agree
because the book goes one line farther than the show did on the prophecy, which said that she would die at the hands of the Valonqar, which means little brother.
Yes.
But she thought, she spent her whole life thinking it was Tyrion.
Jaime.
We also know she can't have that kid because it promised that she would have three children.
Right.
And gold would be their crowns and gold would be their shrouds. So.
Yep.
So, yeah. I think she's going to try to pull some sort of backwards back deal.
And in the, I want to say, was it this last season when she sent the golden company to where Daenerys was at? Mm-hmm. I think she told the leader of the golden company, you know, go there, but then she gave them the directive to kill them all once they defeated the White Walkers or something along those lines, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, I think.
And so I think that's her little underhanded plan, you know, but believe that it's going to happen. I believe that once that Golden Company gets there and they're fighting, I think that the leader of that Golden Company is going to let Daenerys know what Cersei's true intent was, and they're going to turn against her. But I do believe Jaime is going to kill Cersei. But I think that Jaime and Theon are going to be killed by Theon's uncle.
Interesting.
Yes. In trying to capture and save Theon's sister, I think that's how they're going to kill off those two.
So do you think Theon's sister, what's her name?
Yeah.
You think she's going to all pass away?
I think did they change her name? They changed her name from the book.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
because it was really close to the wildling that helped in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Aura.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they're all going to, I believe, are all going to die. The people that I believe are going to live, I believe that Lady Sansa will live.
Why do you think Lady Sansa will live?
Because she's not going to put herself in a situation where I feel like she's going to die. They're not going to kill her off in the battle or anything like that. I feel like she'll just stay protected and show up and stay and live in the end. Arya, I think, is going to be badly injured when she fights... what's his name? The Hound's brother.
The Mountain.
The Mountain. Uh-huh. When she fights the Mountain.
Fight him. Yes. I think we're getting the Hound versus the Mountain.
That's what I was kind of thinking too.
I think it's going to be
Arya and the Hound teaming up to fight the Mountain. And I think Arya's going to be badly injured and she's going to appear to be like she's going to die, but then I think she's going to come back in the last episode like badly injured but still living. Just my theory. I think the lady, and her name just escaped my memory, that was the protector of Sansa and Arya, the warrior, Lady Brienne of Tarth. I think she'll live. I think that Tyrion will live. And Samuel Tarly. I think that Samuel Tarly is going to be like in the last scene of the final episode. I think it's going to be him like kind of still writing like a book.
Writing Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah, he said whatever that needed a better title.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be the Song of Fire and Ice.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's going to be the final scene of Game of Thrones.
That would be fitting.
As far as Daenerys, unfortunately, I think she's gonna die after she gives birth to her and Jon's child.
What?
The mother dragon. Yeah, I think she's gonna die. I don't want Jon to die, and I don't know if it would work because he's already died once and came back. So to kill him off again, I don't know if that's a good idea. I do believe that he'll have to kill Bronn in order to defeat the Night King due to the fact that Bronn is going to have to go into
I think he's gonna wong.
He's gonna wong into the Night King.
Oh, that's the next term, yeah.
Warg.
Yeah, into the Night King, and I feel like he's gonna get stuck in there. And Jon's gonna realize that okay, in order for us to defeat the White Walkers, I'm gonna have to kill Bronn while he's in that state in order to have the power to kill off the Night King.
Because do you think that because he's in the Night King right now that he's more like powerful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because some people believe that Bronn is the Night King. I don't necessarily believe that. I believe that when he wargs into the Night King, he gets stuck. And therefore, the only way for everybody to live is for Jon to kill his brother. You know.
Because he had the power to, like, kind of shoo him off and
win. Yeah.
There's still a lot of stuff they could do here.
Yeah.
I would love it if they show him, like, the Bran's the reason that the Mad King went mad.
Yo, like hold on. Because
he talked about hearing voices and everything.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, burn them all. And that's when he went crazy and started burning everybody. And it'd be great.
Man,
someone came up with a theory that Bran continues to go back in time to try to fix this, and it, you know, he goes to the Mad King, he goes to Bran the Builder and builds Winterfell back then, and then goes back to the First Men, and that you actually see him, that's how he gets stuck in the Night King, is he gets stuck in the Night King at the point where he's made.
Yeah.
And has been stuck in there for centuries of the Night King's life, but is only going to be minutes of Bran's life. Kind of the reverse of Hodor.
That's an interesting theory.
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily give weight to any of it. I think they're going to do things in the books that they didn't do in the that they couldn't do in the show, and the show will do things that the books didn't do. So I don't know if it'll play out that way or not.
I just feel bad that there's not going to be a male Stark.
Daenerys' son.
Yeah, we have Tony Stark, right?
So yeah,
it's all interconnected, right?
Nobody cares about Iron Man. Oh, in the Game of Thrones, nobody cares about Iron Man. Iron Man can't even survive Infinity War or Infinity Gauntlet. So let's
well, we don't know that yet.
I'm talking about comics.
Now, what I think is going to be interesting is how they show the characters that are still alive rebuilding the different kingdoms. Like, I'm not sure how they're going to do that.
Do you think they'll show that? Or will it just end?
No, I think they'll show it.
With the dust settling, I don't
know. No, I think they'll
show some sort of thing of, hey, this is how things kind of played out.
Right.
Type deal.
You said you think Daenerys dies?
Yeah.
So who so then does Jon live to take the throne?
Well, I mean, she dies after she gives birth. And then I don't think that it's going to be like somebody's, you know, the king of all of the territories. I think it's going to be in that scene at the end when all the dust settles, they're going to come up with a new form of government, let's say, and totally realign everything for each area.
I'm trying to think like George R. R. Martin, and I'm trying to think what is more tragic.
Because he seems to go.
So I don't know. I think only one dies, either Jon or Daenerys, and the others left to be on the throne alone until the child's old enough.
That sounds plausible to me. Yeah. I think if one of them has to die, I think it almost seems like Daenerys would die, though.
Yeah.
To me. Because she's almost, seems like she's gotten so powerful, kind of, in a way, too.
So now the other thing is that he also likes to reverse things. And so the typical prophecy of the Azor Ahai with the tempering of the blade and the heart of the loved one, you would think that would be Jon Snow killing Daenerys, but they could do Daenerys having to kill Jon Snow
that to defeat the Night King. Yeah, they could do that too. I could see that. I don't know if I would like that, but
oh, what if it's something terrible of where like the blade creates the next Night King, and it's not just one Night King, and it's like Jon Snow has to sacrifice himself to be the next Night King to live in the up north with the army of the undead for the...
That sounds George R. R. Martin.
That's George R. R. Martin. Yeah.
Now, you know what I also think? I think that a lot of the past characters that have been killed off, unless they've been beheaded, I think they might come back as Nightwalker. White Walkers, excuse me.
Well, they,
and
some of the wildlings who died came are back as
right. So I'm talking about like
in the crypt.
Stark's mom, and
I have a pretty good chance
because she comes back to life in the books.
Yeah,
but remember, she was dumped into a river, so she may come back, but she may not be a White Walker. They never found her body.
See, so, they left that open ended.
So she should maybe somebody, if they do bring her back, she may be brought back as something else that someone found, just like the one guy who has the fire blade,
right.
Oh,
I could see that. Okay.
So
I could see that. That would be cool if they bring her back.
I think we'll get Melisandre coming back.
Yeah.
With an army of followers.
Yeah.
Because she said she has to die on that land. Of course, it says Varys has to die there too. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's gotta be, you know. That reminds me of the movie Big Fish, where there's like a scene where Hugh McGregor's character met this like witch lady at his old house, and it was him and three other kids. And like the whole mystery was that this woman could see your future and could tell you your death. And so Hugh McGregor's character as a young man, he's like, I'm brave enough to go up to the door and like ring the doorbell or something like that. And so the lady caught him and she was like, do you want to know your death? And like all of them were like, yeah. And when Hugh McGregor saw his debut, he's like, oh, is that it? Okay. Like, you know, that's kind of like messed up. Like, you know how you're going to die. It's kind of like, would you want to know?
Do you ever see the X-Files episode? Clyde Bruxman's final repose with, can't think of his name. Young Frankenstein. Peter.
Oh.
Not Peter O'Toole.
No. Is it Peter? Is it? What's his name? What's his name? Why can't I think of his name?
I do vaguely recall the episode you're talking about.
It's fantastic. It's about a guy there's a killer who's hunting down psychics and or looking for psychics, and
Peter Boyle
is an actual psychic, and he can see the future. Like he doesn't do anything with it. He gets lottery tickets that are off by one number the whole way across, and he'll look at it and go, why do you do this to yourself? You know, but he can see the way people die. It's like, he knows that his neighbor's going to die and the dog's going to eat off her face. And so he hates the dog. And, but he's in the car with the Scully and Mulder, and Mulder says something to him, and he doesn't like Mulder. And he's like, you know, there's a lot of bad ways to go, but I can't think of any worse than autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And Scully's like, oh, yeah, well, how do I die? And he's like, you don't.
Oh.
And it was weird.
Scully!
I'm sorry. I got off on the big... This is what we do.
Tangents.
Go on.
Tangents within tangents.
Now, what if the girl that they killed... and they set on fire, remember?
Sacrifice.
What if she came back?
I think that's like too much time, because they basically burned her body to crisp. I mean, it's something to really...
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, it might be too far gone. But even mm-hmm. but if it's not too much time, what happens when they get to the crypts of Winterfell?
Well, see, that's...
Bring generations of Stark.
That's the thing, because like the mummification... Yeah. You know, it could be how they preserve the body. Mm-hmm. So they're still, that's like sealed tight. If we're talking about like modern day in the grounds, that's still,
you know, they're gonna cool. You know that, you know, Winterfell has to fall because you know they have to go all the way to King's Landing.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
There has to, that has to be the.
What do you guys think about the dragons? Like, do you think they'll all survive? And then what about the one that got switched over?
I think Dragon will be the only one who survives.
They make a point of having the wolves and the dragons represent things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've cut an entire character arc out of the show that's going to be important in the books. Because I think in the books, Tyrion will be a Targaryen. Because they make a point in the books of talking about how the Mad King is obsessed with Tywin's wife. So the implication would be, in the books, they talk about him having a purple eye and a blue eye, as if he's half Targaryen. He's much blonder in the books than he is in the show. Mm. He's obsessed with dragons in the show, or in the books. I think that he is, and they talk all the time about how the dragon has three heads, but they've only introduced two Targaryens. And they haven't laid the groundwork in the show to do that, so I think they've skipped it.
Okay.
But so with the dragons, you know, representing what happens to the character, now that actually does worry me because one of them is undead now.
So, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. I think at least one dies.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna hedge my bet and say the one that dies is going to be which one. If you see, what is it, Rhaegon and Drogon? Is that the two that are left?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you see Rhaegon go, Jon Snow's a goner.
Well.
Because Rhaegon is named after her older brother, correct?
Yeah, Jon Snow's father.
Yeah.
And technically is very close to his actual name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I want them to bring back the Dire Wolf. I had a cameo. Okay, a cameo last season. That was it.
Nymeria, is that the name?
I like the Dire Wolf.
Yeah, I like those
two. Yeah.
Is Ghost the Dire Wolf? That he's still alive, right?
Yeah,
that's Jon.
Yeah.
That's Jon Snow's. Jon Snow's. And then Arya's. We see.
And Arya's went off and went her own adventure, just like Arya did. You know, they're very symbolic,
right?
Over in your face kind of way,
right?
Yeah. Right.
So when one of those dies, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
They were walking around with them.
If that theory is true, then wouldn't Lady Sansa die? Because her direwolf got killed. But she got killed in the first season.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, she went to King's Landing and her spirit died, so it could just be symbolic.
Okay, that's true.
By the way, I just want to add one other thing to the Tyrions. In the book, they didn't do this in the show, but in the book, when he kills his father, the father's last words to him is, "You're no son of mine."
Oh, but
they didn't do that in the show, so.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. They didn't lay the groundwork in the show,
no,
so we don't know.
They didn't lay any of that groundwork.
Right.
It's all in the books, and you have to. I mean, it could be a massive red herring. That cruel George R. R. Martin is laying down groundwork give it out.
So what battles do you think are going to have? Like, what do you think is going to be, like, the baddest battle scene in this season, in this entire series?
Well, let me tell you what I know from an interview. I know that it took 20-some days to shoot the last battle, and they said it's the largest battle ever committed to film.
Yes!
It looks like it must be happening at night because there was a lot of night shoots. That's what I know from, I forget if he was on Stephen Colbert.
It's hard to imagine outdoing Battle of the Bastards because that battle is pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy.
Right.
But didn't they get the guy that directed that to do most of this last season?
Probably. I mean, if they were smart, they did.
Yeah, so.
So. But
if you go back and watch the Battle of Blackwater Bay or Blackwater Bay, whatever that is, versus the Battle of the Bastards, the budget.
Oh, yes, you totally did.
And you watch that first one, you're like, and then now you're watching, you're like, oh my gosh, there's like a wall and six people.
Right.
Yeah. One of the theories. Because your theory makes a lot of sense. One of the things I guess I wanted to see is maybe Jaime does like choke his sister enough to where he thought she died, and then you know he walks away all heartbroken and blah blah blah, and you see Cersei like open up her eyes and she starts to get up, and then standing above her is like Arya. It's like the North remembers, and
Well, that sounds...
Ooh, let's go a step further. Let's say Jamie does kill her, but it's because she's brought down King's Landing and the Night King raises her.
Oh.
And then Arya can still kill her.
It would be either Arya or Sansa. I'm like, I just want to see Sansa.
You can get two deaths out of that. I just want to see that.
For shame. For shame. Speaking, do you think that woman is still alive? The For Shame nurse?
I bet she was in that temple that blew up.
Yeah. No. The temple blew up and she was in the dungeon because Sansa's like, yeah, I kept you alive because the mountain here is going to...
Oh. Rape.
Yeah, she's dead. She's dead because the mountain probably...
Yeah.
Demolished her over and over again and she probably just died. But the one... What is she called? She was like, her husband died battling the mountain for Tyrion's trial.
Oh, yeah. I know.
She's still in the dungeon.
She is still in the dungeon.
Was she poisoned though?
Her daughter was poisoned.
Okay.
So Cersei was like, I'm going to keep you alive. You're going to sit here for the rest of your life and look at your daughter's corpse. For the rest of your life. If the fire goes dim, I'll have someone light the fire so you can be bright.
That's right,
yeah. Which I'm going to be honest with you. That was like the only time that I was like, yeah, Sansa, that was kind of necessary.
You mean Cersei?
Cersei. I was like, yeah, that was justifiable. Because, you know, her daughter didn't do anything. Cersei's daughter didn't do anything to nobody. And they just killed her.
But let's be honest, the mountain killed and raped their relatives for no reason too.
I understand that, but the reason I think the
I can't remember her name.
I know.
Yeah, I can't either.
I think the whole reason.
Well, the sister was Ilya Martell. Ilya.
I think so.
It's the Viper.
Yeah.
I can't remember his first name.
In the mountain, yeah.
But I think...
What if he comes back? But I can't really. His head's exploded.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice.
Well, okay, so what about Podrick? And what happens with Podrick? He's still alive, right? He didn't die at the end, so...
No, Podrick's still alive.
What happens with him?
That's the squire.
Podrick is the squire. Great with the whores.
Yes. He's going to continue. He's going to be legend. He's going to be super legend. You fought in the war of the living, and you're pretty good at ladies' man.
Podrick hasn't had much of a character arc, has he?
No.
I mean, he'll either die in battle or... will become a knight. I mean, that's... Let's talk about the really important character. What happens to Hot Pie? The greatest baker in King's Landing. That's my prediction for him.
That's right. Hot Pie. What about Tormund? Will he and Brienne ever get together? Will that happen?
Oh, I don't know. I think you need a love triangle between him and Jamie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I think Brian likes Jamie.
Yeah.
I think they have an attraction.
What if Cersei they all are, the survivors are left in King's Landing, and Cersei kills Brienne, and that's what puts Jamie over the edge.
Oh.
Or is going to have her killed or whatever, and He intervenes.
Yeah, that could happen.
I don't know. Jamie's, you know, it was a great character arc going from, you know,
the
guy that in the first episode you hated more than anyone else to being the guy that you root for.
Right. It's all because of that hand.
Yeah.
It's that hand, I think. Is that the lost a hand, then you start feeling bad for him. And it's that building. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it takes away what he's, you know,
his best at. Exactly.
But, I mean, he started also making proper moral decisions. Right. Yeah. I would love it if he threw her out a window for Brienne and said the things I do for love.
You know what?
That would be pretty fitting. That would be. And then she lands, but she's like barely hanging on to life, and is tearing up. Arya goes, hi. That would be kind of cool.
Arya is my favorite character.
Arya's your favorite
character. She's a great character.
Yeah, she is. Her character arc is pretty awesome. Yeah.
The Littlefinger executions.
That was the best. The best.
Yeah. Though I will say my favorite thing in that scene was not her. It was him weaseling his way out of things.
Right.
And Bran just going and quoting him exactly what he actually said in the moment.
Right.
It was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, that's who you want to be a judge right there.
It was just like, it was just so funny because he's like, I want to defend myself. And then he runs off like, take me to whatever he's was the lord of. And they're like, no, you're not. No. And he's like, Lady Sansa, I loved your mother. And yet you had her killed.
Yeah.
And you betrayed her. I loved you. And you betrayed me.
That was an awesome scene. One of the best scenes of last year.
There is an amazing YouTube video of a bar watching that scene. And the oohs that come out. Fantastic.
So what's going to happen to, because at Winterfell, I think Gendry, Baratheon's son.
He's
at Winterfell. What do you think is going to happen to him?
I think eventually he'll get back on a boat and keep rowing for six more seasons.
And I'm rolling. I got my hammer with me, and I'm rolling.
Yeah. I assume that the Baratheons never truly had a right to the throne other than the fact that they killed the Targaryens and took it.
Right.
So I assume that he's not really going to be a part of the Game of Thrones thing, but I mean in terms of potential future king.
I don't think he wants it. He's like, no, I'm good.
I don't. He just wants his boat. He
wants his boat and be a blacksmith.
Yeah.
He's a good character to the, you know, I don't think he makes it out of this season alive. He's a good character to die. There, I figure a lot of these characters are going to die, so.
Yeah.
Not my man Bronn. Not the hit.
Yeah, I read a meme, and it is so true, that if this man doesn't make it out of this show with a castle.
Yes, right.
The show was all for nothing.
He needs to have a castle.
I hope Bronn lives.
I hope he lives, has a wife, has a castle. It's like, I don't need to do anything else. He needs to live.
Yeah. I was kind of upset that their uncle, who stayed on the other side of the wall, got killed last season. I mean, we needed him there to save Jon, but
yeah, he was there for a long time.
Yeah,
we talked Benjen Stark.
Yeah. And it was good to see him.
Yeah.
It is so weird that we start talking about people. If you would have asked me his name like 10 minutes ago, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. We were all worried because we're so out of practice.
So I'm like, I don't remember anybody's name. Then we start,
see, look at that.
It's all coming back. The neurons are firing.
It's all coming back to me now.
I'm trying to think of other characters we're missing here.
Well, while you're doing that, I had a debate with some people online.
Oh, no.
And I need to have...
on the internet?
Two greatest mistakes that you can make. Yeah. Never get into a land war in Asia. Never get into a debate online. You know, also, never get into a game of death.
With a Sicilian.
Never get into a game.
Never fight the Thracians in an open field.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
I forget. Something with a Sicilian. When death is on the line.
When death is on the line. Inconceivable.
Well, here's the thing. Who do you feel was the ruthless / cruelest between Ramsay Bolton and Joffrey. Now, my opinion, I thought Joffrey was more cruel than Ramsay. And hear me out. I think because Joffrey was king, Joffrey could do anything that he wanted and pretty much was going to be doing anything he wanted. Nobody really could control him. His mother couldn't. His grandfather couldn't. What's her name? The one that was going to, that was his, became his wife.
Marjorie Tyrell.
I mean, she would sway him a little bit, but I got a feeling because he was gaga over her because, you know, he was like, man, she's fine. That he was like, he kind of timid himself, but he was still cruel. Now with Ramsay was more calculated and on his cruelty, but the underlining for his cruelty was the fact that he wanted to impress his father and to become an actual Bolton and not an illegitimate son. While Joffrey was just being cruel just for the heck of it. That's my stance, but other people had different opinions. So I would like to hear you guys' opinion.
I will retort with this. I feel that Joffrey had the potential to be much more cruel.
Okay.
But I don't think he had long enough to actually act it out. Yeah. I think I agree with you that Ramsay's more calculated. But Ramsay also did things like with
Theon
Greyjoy.
And the reason why he did that with Theon Greyjoy was because he wanted to impress his father, because at the time Theon Greyjoy had betrayed Robb Stark, and right at that point the Boltons were kind of on the Stark side before they betrayed the Starks. So I think that was one of his duties that his father told him to do. It was like, hey, you know, if we do get the guy who betrayed Robb Stark and technically burned
something different in the book too,
like burned Winterfell or whatever, then, you know, we'll get brownie points on both sides no matter what.
But there's, you know, you can torture somebody, but to make them a eunuch, to cause them to lose their identity into another person, to only be allowed to refer to yourself as Reek. He just kept going with it. He didn't do the stuff to Sansa in the books that he did in the movie. He did it to a different character, but he still did it.
I gotta go with Ramsay on that, this one. I mean, I think, like what Chris
said, I think Joffrey
had the potential for sure.
And I think Joffrey was a better villain for the story, because, I mean, you could just look at his face and wanted to punch it.
Right.
but to the point where, I mean, it's never changed. I felt the same way, actually, about Ramsay, because I just watched that Motley Crue.
And
he plays Mick Mars.
Does he?
Yeah. And I just kept thinking, oh, my gosh, what's he going to do to a groupie? Oh, no. You know? Strange casting on that. But anyway,
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly. I watched 3/4 of that movie before I went, is that Machine Gun Kelly?
Shout out to Cleveland.
Yeah. I think, at least in what they showed, I think he was more cruel. Joffrey was drunk with power.
Yeah. More like a spoiled adolescent.
He could do anything he wanted and did it as a result.
Right.
Whereas Ramsay, I think, even if he didn't have any power, would be torturing puppies.
Yeah, I agree.
I understand.
He had malicious intent. You know, his whole plan was to, like, you know, torture.
I mean, plus, look at the house crests.
Yeah, right. That's
when your house crest is the flayed man.
The flayed man. And someone had brought that up too. And I understand. It's just for me, it's more of a mindset. Because like I said, I think Ramsay at the time was trying to impress his father. And so then when his father said, you are finally a Bolton, it was going to make him legitimate. you know, Ramsey was happy and content. But then when his father married a woman and she was pregnant and had a son, that's when he's like, he knew if that boy grew up, he would be the rightful heir of whatever lord it was. Because again, Ramsey, you may have on paper be legitimate, but everyone will still refer to you as the illegitimate son of Bolton.
Well, let's look at their actual terrible acts. Because I'm trying to think, you know, obviously Joffrey, despite his promises, still had Ned Stark killed.
Which started the war of the
started the war. So upon his actions had much worse effects, I'll say that.
I
mean, he was.
And that's just due to the position he was in, I think. Because think about if Ramsay was in Joffrey's position, what would Ramsay have done?
That's true. He probably would have been way.
Right. He would have had more power. He could have been. Because I feel like Ramsay was more evil. Joffrey was evil,
which might I say, hats off to George R. Martin for creating a character that I could actually hate more than Joffrey.
I think I hate Joffrey more than Ramsay.
Really?
I can understand.
I hate both.
I understand. I mean, I understand.
Right, equally hate them both.
I think with me with Ramsay is, like I said, all of his stuff was, there is reason. So if you can understand a person's reason for why they did it, you can at least find a way to stop them. With Joffrey, you can't, there was no reasoning with this guy. He was like, oh, you know what? The wind blew this way, so I feel like cutting off people's heads. Oh, and then I'm going to display that head on the woman that I'm going to marry. Hey, that's your dad up there. I'm going to marry you.
I understand everything, though. Joffrey was just all about, I'm a brat king, and he is the whatever the Roman emperor was, Caligula. He's Caligula. He is the little kid who becomes the emperor and is going to show everyone that he has the power, and he's going to just be, I mean, grown to adult, he would have been absolutely 100% the worst thing that.
Right, right.
Ramsay, on the other hand, to me, is the, I mean, he fed his baby to dogs.
Right, you don't get crueler than that.
But the thing was, because, again, he knew that,
but he could just kill the
dogs.
You
don't have to feed the dogs.
He could have just killed Theon. He didn't have to you know.
It's the same result.
But, I understand your reasoning behind why he did it, but it's the fact that he did it.
There's no reason to have target practice on the forgotten Stark boy in the middle of a field. Other than to say, you know what? If I lose this, I'm going to die horribly.
But Joffrey killed women, men, and children just off of a rumor that, you know, he's not a Baratheon. You remember?
Yeah.
So yeah, he killed kids.
Yeah, but not single-handedly though. He didn't do it personally.
He commanded to. Yeah, I can respect Ramsay for doing it himself. Well, he commanded dogs. I mean, so that's why. Like, what's the difference?
No, I think. With Ramsay was more personal. Like, it was like, I'm going to get you, and it was more personalized, which I feel is more dangerous. Whereas Joffrey is like, I have the people to do it. Okay. Just get it done.
I will cut it down to just this. Joffrey was cruel, for example, to Sansa by being mean and getting her hopes built up and tearing them apart and doing terrible psychological warfare. Ramsay, on the other hand, rapes her on the wedding night and makes her adopted brother watch.
Right. Yeah. That
is a level of cruelty that Joffrey never got to. And maybe it's just because Joffrey didn't reach adulthood.
Right.
The fact that the story didn't really go that way. But I understand.
Yeah.
Both awful people.
Yeah.
I got to go with Ramsay. Ramsay with unlimited power like Joffrey had is genocide.
Yeah.
Right.
We've taken the internet side on this.
You guys can't. I mean, that's your opinion. I
respect your opinion.
Because Joffrey,
I feel that the argument is good.
I mean, yeah. Joffrey literally had his parents there, and they still couldn't control him. I mean, at least Lord Bolton could control his son until. You know, until he couldn't, right. And that was the reason why he killed his dad, was because, hey, you now have this kid and he's going to be the heir and I'm still going to be the illegitimate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would have been content if it was just him. But
Ramsay's what Joffrey would have become, I think.
So I think it would
have been
worse.
As he got older.
I think it would have been even worse.
I don't know how you get worse, though.
I know. Goodness gracious.
I think it would have been worse.
I mean, Joffrey, if I had to guess, I'd say he probably was based slightly on Caligula, and that's the emperor who used to invite senators to his home and take the wives off to sleep with them and bring them back and then talk about how they were in bed at dinner. I mean, he's...
Yeah.
Drunk with power. Well, and who knows if any of that actually happened, because after he was dead, that's what the Senate put out. But, you know.
Okay. Nope. Now, do you think there'll be any other hookups in the last season? Because, you know, that's the other side of Game of Thrones.
I really want Sam Tully. I really want Samwell to make out with, what's her name?
Oh, his girlfriend is...
Well, I wanted to be official, because they didn't really... It's more of, oh, you're coming around. I care about you. I care about you, too. Yo! Kiss!
What's her name?
It is...
I feel like there's a G or a J.
Gilly.
Gilly.
Gilly, that's it. Yep.
Gilly, yes.
What about, what's his name? Mormont?
Oh, that's gonna be heartbreaking when he goes.
Yeah,
because he loved his Khaleesi.
Yeah,
yeah.
I always liked his character too. That's cool character.
Yeah, that's a great character. That character doesn't have a happy ending though.
No, it can't. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Well, they haven't. I would have liked to see Tyrion with someone.
Tyrion's
else.
Already married to Sansa.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, true, but
they should bring it back.
Hello, my wife.
Yeah, I think last season the big shocker was, of course, Jon and Daenerys. Everybody's like, "No!"
Way to show that they're related, right as they're doing that.
Right.
So my prediction this season. The Hound in the Mountain. it'll be by a fireplace, and the mountain will move him away from the fire in a show of protection.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I think this season it's just going to be... I mean, in the beginning, I feel like the first episode's going to be a little bit of dialogue just to bring all the characters together. Yeah. But then the rest is going to be battles.
Well, the last season was boom, 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 boom.
Right,
yeah.
And that's my personal opinion on why we've never gotten the last books, is because George R. R. Martin spread everything out way so far that he's got to get two books to bring everything back.
Yeah.
And I think that's a daunting task.
Yeah.
Because he's got more plot points than the show does, and that he's just going to leave loose, I guess. But I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then these episodes, so there's 6 episodes. And they're
all long.
Each 2 hours, right? Are they?
No.
I think they cut it down.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
Ish. I think they're all different.
Still, it's each one episode's like a mini movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if it averages an hour and a half, that's still, 9 hours of show. So it's like 9 episodes. So it's like a full season. It's just they're longer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been waiting.
I know.
Yeah.
It will be exciting.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
As long as HBO shows no crashes. No, nothing.
Hey, you know know what didn't happen this year?
What's that?
Like, Norway didn't show the first episode early by accident.
Oh, I think they learned their lesson.
Somehow, yeah, they must be really have that stuff on lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, what about, we forgot a character. We forgot the old pirate, the Seaworthy. Davos Seaworth.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, I like him, too. He's probably going to die.
He's probably going to die.
He was friends with
we're going to talk about what's going to happen to Tyrion.
I think Tyrion's going to live.
He's going to hook up with somebody. I hope so.
He seems like he almost has to live, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's going to
live. Do you ever see the original... There's
I like to see him live anyway.
Did you ever see the original plot synopsis to the story that George R. R. Martin sent the book people?
No.
They have it like framed someplace. And there's pictures of it online where they're like, it's like redacted. Like you can't read it. But it talks about the three main characters being Jon Snow, Daenerys, and Tyrion.
Right.
And that they'll make it to the end at least of
The Game of Thrones.
Do you think there's going to be any like new houses that show up in the intro?
I don't know. Maybe.
That would be interesting.
How far into the show was it before you realized that the intro changed depending on who was in the episode?
Like, second season.
I was way into it.
Yeah, I was really season five.
I mean, it might have been third for me. I
caught on to it pretty quick. I mean, really?
I just thought they showed the same stuff because I always fast forwarded it.
Fast forward, get to the show by reading
about it on the internet. I was like, oh, no kidding.
It makes me watch it now to see who's going to be in it.
Right.
I was like, hey, that's a new castle. Oh, that's a new thing. Oh, yeah. She would fast forward.
Yeah. You know?
Did crack me up when Winterfell was like
on fire.
Like, what just happened here?
Like, oh man.
Now, what do you guys think about this spinoff of Game of Thrones that they're saying they're going to do?
I don't know.
Is it way early prequel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like super early. Super generations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it. I just don't think it'll... I mean...
Can't be as good.
You gotta have the story, so it just depends on what they do with it.
Yeah.
And then the characters. Like, we've grown to love these characters. Now, I know it's a prequel, so it could be all new characters. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
We just... I mean, we're 8 years in, you know what I mean? You kind of get adjusted to the same... people, even though people will die, you know, it's still...
Yeah, or at least have it someplace else. That doesn't have to really be Westeros. It'd just be someplace else.
I'm much more excited that they said that the Star Wars prequel movie trilogy that they might be working on is set during the Knights of the Old Republic time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
That makes me much more excited than...
Yeah.
Game of Thrones seems like this is the most exciting story that they're telling in this world. So
right. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But there may be more dragons.
There might be more dragons. Yeah. Maybe it'll just be like a field of dragons.
Right.
Like, is there sea dragons? There's a kraken and a sea dragon. Yeah. Release the kraken. That's my favorite line.
That was one of that's something I liked about Game of Thrones was it's a fantasy setting, but where the magic had mostly died off and seems to be coming back with the dragons. And
right.
We haven't seen much magic, other than Melisandre. Then
yeah.
All right.
I think that's fire sword too. I think that's kind of why that show got so popular is for, you know, by everybody, people that really aren't even into like, you know, fantasy type stuff. They saw as a just a good story, and then they slowly snuck in the fantasy elements.
Right.
Yeah.
The show has built.
Yeah.
Because I think if it started right out with dragons,
people would have been like,
I'm not watching this.
Yeah.
D&D thing.
They're like, story, a lot of naked people fighting. And then season two, okay, not too much naked people, good story, and still fighting.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Any other Game of Thrones theories and And
we might have to do a recap after the
Most definitely.
First,
yeah.
Couple episodes, or I don't know.
Just to see if any of our theories came true.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap up then.
Yes, and we'd like to thank our guests, Allison Stevens. Thank you very much
for having me.
Being on here and giving us insight into the Game of Thrones.
For sharing your vast knowledge.
You jogged our memories, and we did pretty good remembering names.
Yeah, that's right. That is ridiculous. This is why I don't know calculus.
You gotta go with which one's important. Game of Thrones is more important than calculus. When are you gonna use calculus?
Yeah. This Game of Thrones knowledge.
That's right. Because, you know,
get you places in life.
There is a Game of Thrones channel right now, an HBO channel right now, at least on Dish Network, where you can play games. DirecTV, at least. Shout out to DirecTV. Where you can play, answer questions, and win points. And then with those points, you can unleash different parts of the Westeros world, where reveals behind the scenes and knowledge. Yes. So we've been kind of playing that for a little bit.
Have you unlocked the whole map yet?
Almost the whole map. Nice. So yeah. But there you go.
All right.
So
is it the rules like either win or you die, like the Game of Thrones? Because that would be kind of harsh for DirecTV.
No, it didn't go that far because they
cancel your membership.
They still want their money. So, yeah. Or your firstborn.
Like you answer your first question wrong, the doorbell rings, you open. A man expected more.
How do you not know that?
All right. Well. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Check us out on our social media page at allofmyissues.com, Facebook at All of My Issues, and on the Twitter at All of My Issues. Check out our podcasts on Apple TV and Google Play and any other places you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, like Stitcher and Amazon, Alexa, all that business.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Later. See you.
Bye.